Well, hello, everybody. Welcome into another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We are awfully glad to have you with us. Thanks for the download. Thanks for continuing to support the program. We are brought to you each and every week through a partnership between High Country Radio, that's AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM in Boone, and of course, our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. So thanks to them for putting this on the air. We make a podcast version for you here, and you can take Mind Your Business anywhere you want to go. Make sure you click download, subscribe to the podcast, and share it with your friends. Make sure we can continue to get the word out about important things going on in our business community. We have many things to talk about today. We record this on Thursday here on the day that we will be hosting our Meet the Candidates Forum a little bit later on this evening. So if you're listening to this during the day on Thursday, make sure that you tune in at 5:30 on a variety of different platforms. On the radio stations I just mentioned, APTV, which is the Appalachian State Student TV station that's available on cable throughout Western North Carolina on Spectrum and on SkyBest TV. And then we'll also be on the Boone Chamber Facebook page, the Blowing Rock Chamber Facebook page, and the Boone Chamber YouTube channel. So you can catch it all kinds of ways because the general public can't quite come and join us for this one just yet. Mass gathering numbers didn't change, and while there's a little bit of new language in Phase 3, which we'll talk about here in just a few moments, can't get the general public into the venue just yet. So we'll have our candidates in person. They will be participating in person, but we will leave it to the digital world to bring you this candidate form. So make sure you join us tonight. Again, if you're listening on Thursday, if you're listening after Thursday, we have archives all over the place on Facebook, on YouTube, audio files that you'll hear on the radio stations and see in our podcast channel on Friday. So you can dissect this information any way you need to, so you can make sure that you make an informed decision about what you want to see our local elected officials take forward as it turns into the subject of community development and business development as well. So make sure that you're tuned into that. We do want to take a few moments here before we get into our meat of our show here this week and talk a little bit about Phase 3. That changeover will take place on Friday, October 2nd at 5 o'clock. There are a lot of really nuanced elements to this particular changeover because there are a lot more, I'll call them definitions, that really help define what's a small venue, what's a large venue, what's a small indoor venue, and what's a small outdoor venue, all these kinds of nuanced elements to the fine print, if you will. So want to point you toward a resource that can help you get to the place where you can understand that to the best of your ability. So if you go to boonechamber.com, under the Recovery and Relaunch tab, that first link is called Roadmap to Recovery and Relaunch. When you click on that, you get a series of icons that will pop up, and this is where we have all of our COVID hub of information, right? Small business operations, financial resources, supply chain related issues. The Keep Boone Healthy information is all here. Links to shows like this one on there. But we also have a tab for state and local legislation. And this is where we house all of the different ordinance changes and guidelines that have come throughout this pandemic from the town of Boone, Watauga County, the state of North Carolina. And in that state of North Carolina section, there is a link to Governor Cooper's Executive Order number 169, that's Safer at Home Order Phase 3. And if you are a business that needs more clarity on the definitions that I was just talking about as to how you will operate, read that order. That's where they get into all of the really nuanced differences between size of venues, types of venues, and what percentages can be safely brought back into those facilities. It's way too much detail for us to get into in a kind of a broader sense. What we want to do today for our listening audience is make sure you know what's changed and what stayed the same. So let's get into what's changed real quick so you've got a good handle on this. And again, you can find all of these links at our website as well. One thing that has not changed, face covering, still mandatory for anybody over the age of 5. Some of the changes that we did see, though, one that was communicated last week but was lumped into Phase 3, and that's large outdoor venue operation. That's seating above 10,000. That's Kid Brewer Stadium. That's Bank of America Stadium for you Panther fans out there. Those venues can operate beginning Friday at 5 o'clock at a 7% occupancy. Some people have wondered where 7% came from. And there's actually some good reporting out of the Charlotte News and Observer that suggested that part of where that 7% came from was from an actual presentation that came from the Carolina Panthers about operating Bank of America Stadium, and that 7% may have actually translated over to to what some of these larger outdoor venues of varying sizes around the state will see. But 7% occupancy for those venues. Smaller outdoor venues, these are amphitheaters. These are some smaller gathering places that we're used to seeing. 30% of that outdoor capacity, or 100 people, whichever is less, that is what is allowable. Movie theaters are allowed to open in phase three, and conference centers that have been previously closed. Those larger event spaces that again, haven't been able to function, a lot of meeting space, things along those lines. Those now can operate at an indoor capacity of 30% or 100 people, whichever is less. There are some nuances between what's a movie theater, what's an auditorium, what's an arena. So again, if you need to look at that nuance language, check that executive order that I referenced, executive order number 169, and it's linked on boonechamber.com under that state and local legislation page. There was another change that was made statewide. Bars can now be open. Outdoor seating only, 30% of capacity, 100 or 100 people, whichever is less. Again, that doesn't apply to us as much in the high country because most of our alcohol serving establishments are also food serving establishments, and they get governed under the restaurant language. We'll get to that in a second. But bars, again, across the state, able to open outdoor seating only at 30% or 100 people, whichever one is less. Some other changes to phase three. Outdoor amusement parks can operate at 30% occupancy, but that's only for outdoor rides. No indoor rides may be open. The mass gathering limits remain the same, 25 people indoors, 50 outdoors for any kind of gathering that doesn't have one of those carve-outs that I just mentioned. And the current alcohol sales curfew that is in place from 11 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning, that will remain in place for phase three. That's essentially just being extended a little bit. So some of the things that stayed the same that I want to make sure that everybody is aware of too. I mentioned the mass gathering limit numbers. Some of the big things here, fitness and exercise facilities remain open, and they remain at those same 30% limits for indoor occupancy that we've talked about before. Restaurants and retail remain open at that same 50% occupancy that we talked about before. So no changes there. Personal care businesses, same occupancy rate of that 50%. Museums, same thing. 50% and subject to the other requirements that have been in place for these types of venues throughout these phases. Nothing has changed in how those places I just mentioned operate or what their percentages are. And again, just make sure that you understand that face coverings apply to both indoor and outdoor public spaces. That level of detail is laid out best in the frequently asked questions document, which is on that same link. So you go to boonechamber.com, recovery and relaunch, go to the state and local legislation page under the roadmap to recovery, and you'll find under state of North Carolina three different links for phase three. One is the actual order. That's if you need the nuanced details. One is the frequently asked questions. That does a great job of breaking down what's new and what's old, and or what's new and what stays the same. And then there's actually a reference to the slides that were used that show some of the health metrics that we're tracking, along with some bullet points on what we're seeing phase three actually bring to us. So again, that's a lot to dump on you here in a podcast, but hopefully that points you in the direction of some answers. We at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce are more than happy to continue to talk to you about some of these things, how they apply to your business, how your business might apply to some of those definitions, or if we can't accurately answer the question, we're certainly going to connect you with somebody that can. We want to make sure you get that information and get it accurate, so make sure you check that out. All right, so that's enough of that talk. Let's now talk about what we're here to talk about, and that is a new business opportunity here in the Boone, North Carolina area. Many of you that have come from off the mountain or maybe have had some experience in some other markets understand the value of co-working spaces. Great places for just synergistic thought, right? A lot of it's entrepreneurs, many of them starting small businesses, one, two-person shop, think of it like that. And co-working spaces provide the value of an office setting, especially for people that are starting a business out of home and just can't deal with the distractions of being around the house. You need somewhere to go, but your business is so small, you don't have somewhere permanent, maybe necessarily to go. So you need that kind of middle ground. Where can I go and hang out and be around like-minded people that can motivate me that maybe aren't necessarily attached to my business, but I can have a professional setting to get some of the things I need to get done, whether that's presentations, conference room usage, office supplies like copiers and fax machines, if you ever use one of those. You need a setting for that. Well, that's what Boone Underground is going to bring to our community. So Robert Huddleston and his team started talking about this, probably about a year and a half ago now. We've been talking about co-working coming to Boone for quite some time. As Robert mentioned, he relocated back to the area, former App State student, heavily involved in the tech industry, and wanted to live here. And he thought that this was a model that was right time, right place, for not only giving people that opportunity to kind of spread out professionally a little bit more and again, be around people that can really nurture creative spirits. But he also saw this as an opportunity for a launching point for real conversation about tech growth in education and taking people that are involved in programs now at Appalachian State and at Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute and make sure that they are getting additional training on cutting edge technologies that can be links to jobs, that can certainly be links to further education and help give those students the opportunity not only to learn more, but then the co-working space to potentially launch that business that would keep them here. Beautiful concept. And what Robert brings to it with the idea for Boone Underground is that extra layer of education. Very few co-working spaces offer that. Sure, they have the communal stuff. They got the coffee pots. They have the occasional session, social gathering. Robert's got an opportunity here to fold education into this conversation. And that, I think, makes Boone Underground a little bit different than some of the rest. So look forward to hearing this story today. Robert Huddleston, our guest this week on Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we talked about before the break, Boone Underground is the next place you need to go check out here in the high country, especially if you are working from home. You need a little bit of dedicated space where you can just kind of get into a work environment once again. Would be startup business and you're just looking for space to have a great opportunity to kind of develop your concepts along, this is the kind of place for you. So we want to tell you a little bit more about it. And with us today to do that is Robert Huddleston. He brought this concept to the high country, former Appalachian State student, doing the boonerang and coming back and bringing a product, Robert, that I think we can all agree is something that this community can really embrace once they fully understand what you've got here.
Yeah, thanks, David. Yeah, so what we've got here is a 4,000 square foot space. It is a co-working space, but we're also calling this a technology hub. Our goal here is to train students, to train individuals in high tech, and to also get people to stay in this area. Right? We've seen this this behavior of graduating and leaving because there's not a lot of opportunities, and we want them to stay here and to be able to live where they like to live.
So explain the co-working philosophy, because it's not just about a physical space. It's about a camaraderie that comes with working with others. How have you seen that develop in your history?
Yeah, so a lot of startups love the idea of co-working, right? So co-working is taking off. In North Carolina especially, it's been taking off. There are a lot of smaller rural towns that are actually seeing these co-working centers open. And they're a great opportunity for bringing people in who have an idea. They want to start a business. They don't know how to do it. And we can give them that mentoring and that training, get them to grow their business and to sort of just foster that relationship. So it's totally about community. And we're going to have a lot of community events here. We are going to have a lot of meetups and training sessions and just different things where the community can come in. So even if you don't have a membership, you can still come in on some of these nights or days or weekends and learn something.
Robert Huddleston joining us from Boone Underground here this morning on Mind Your Business. So tell us a little bit about the ideal client, because it seems like anybody with that business idea or that business sense can find a home here in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So, I think our memberships actually lean a couple different ways. One is you might be somebody who's visiting the area. Maybe you've got an Airbnb and you need to be able to take a phone call or get some work done while the rest of your family is enjoying the mountains. So we have an option for a day pass. That's a total option you could come in with. Also, for our people who are maybe maybe commuting from Charlotte or Raleigh, or just coming up for a week or two. We've got some options for them as well. But then what we really want to find are people who just want to start a business. They want to be here, and we want to bring them in, give them a desk, and help them grow their business, look at their business plans. We've got some partnerships with Startup High Country to sort of grow that business plan and business modeling and that kind of thing.
So yesterday we were able to do a tour of your facility. You can find that on our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and physically go, or at least digitally go, into some of those spaces. But you have a very certain style that you brought here. If you can tell us a little bit about the generation of that style, and then how you were able to work technology into the features that will ultimately make this a place that people desire from a workflow standpoint.
Sure, yeah. So we went with like an industrial, modern sort of feel. And, you know, we've got all of the sort of the sustainability type features in here. So we've got automatic lights, LED lighting. Everything is high efficiency, high sustainability. The model really comes after sort of the London Underground theme. So we kind of have this play on portraits and canvases and different touches from London and the UK and the rail system. But we also brought that high tech in. So we've got fiber optic, blazing fast internet, probably the fastest internet you'll find anywhere here in town. And other nice little features, you know, a nice kitchen with all the bells and whistles, coffee station, sit-stand desks. So I know a lot of people, want to change sort of their atmosphere. So we do have sit-stand desks and just all kinds of little touches like that.
I think one of the most appealing parts to this that anybody that's involved in the Boone side hustle is the fact that this is the 24-hour accessible location. So that can play with your real jobs workflow. You might need to come over after hours. How are you able to make a facility like this accessible 24 hours?
So that's a great point. So what we did is we actually put a scan card or a key fob system in place. So our facility is it has a receptionist who's working 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So if you are in here during the normal business hours, there is a front desk person to help you. But we did put in a key fob system. So we will give you out a small little key fob, and you're allowed to access the facility at any time. And again, with the automatic lights and all these other high-tech features, the space just sort of wakes up as you come in. So you just scan your key fob. We do also have closed-circuit television monitoring. We had a lot of people say, well, if I'm coming in at 2 in the morning, I want to make sure I'm safe. And so we've taken care of that too. And there is also a sort of under the building parking. So it's like kind of below ground or underground parking that lets you come straight into the building. So definitely some great opportunities if you wanted to be here after hours.
Excellent information about Boone Underground from Robert Huddleston. We'll take a time out, come back, and talk about some of the technology possibilities within this setup here as well. You're listening to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce with Robert Huddleston of Boone Underground. We're talking about this new facility, a co-working space here in the Boone area that will service a number of your entrepreneurial business needs. Those of you that have the small business that you're trying to start on the, again, on that Boone hustle calendar, you've got a place to have that that workflow happen now, and we're awfully excited about this being in the area. Robert, you've got some goals in helping retain talent here in this area, and understanding that technology is a way that Boone can very easily embrace ways to keep people here. What are your thoughts and philosophies on that?
Yeah, so just a little bit of background. I mean, 2.5 years ago, we decided to move back to this area from Raleigh, and so I do run on the side. It's actually my main job is a IT consulting firm, and we specialize in cloud technology. And so one of my thoughts was, you know, this area really needs to be able to retain people who have graduated, who are trying to start that journey, and that don't want to leave the mountain, that want to stay up here and actually enjoy their surroundings. So our sister company, Avoda Group, which is a IT consulting company, is right here in the facility. And we are certified in different cloud technologies from Microsoft Azure, Amazon AWS, and Google Cloud Platform, and Salesforce. And we want to bring some of that training to students at Appalachian State. We recognize that the university and CCCTI might not be able to fill some of those pockets, and we can. And so we want to work with both App State and CCCTI, and we have been, on bringing some of these certification and training programs, almost like boot camps. We think that they'll be in the form of boot camps, whether that be nights, weekends, or what have you. So we're looking at other ways that we can do that partnership, and whether that be for credit or not for credit. But we want students and others to be able to have a launching point and to have that certificate and to be able to sort of nail a job. And to be honest, I'm also hiring as well. So last year we did our first internship, and we brought on some students who have actually decided to stay in this area, and got that training and went through our boot camp and are staying on.
Well, I think one of the excellent marriage points of the concept you brought with Boone Underground, the desire for teaching beyond what goes on in the classroom, is the space that Boone provides. You know, there is such a desire for this outdoor, climate-driven, activity-driven space that marries very well to that industry. Was that part of your decision process to put this here rather than in suburban USA, where people can, you know, kind of imprint to the space and also have, you know, the technology and the tools they need to be able to do the kind of business they want to do?
Yeah, totally. So I've spent a lot of time in HQ Raleigh and other co-working spaces in big cities like Durham and Raleigh and Charlotte. And it just doesn't feel the same. It just feels like corporate America. And, you know, David, I spent 15 plus years in corporate America. This is a great place. The High Country is my new home. I don't see myself ever wanting to leave here. You know, the scenery and everything else. And sure, we talk to students at App State, and there is a good number of them that want to just stay here, but they struggle with, well, what do? I just graduated with a computer science degree or a computer information systems degree, and there's not enough employers here in the High Country to take a job. And so they find themselves ended up leaving. So that's our goal. We want to keep students here. We've got a great thing. We've got great, beautiful mountains, a great economy, great people. So let's try to keep some of those jobs. Let's try to grow our IT. And so this should be the next tech hub. That's what we really want to see this to be, is the next tech hub.
Final question for you. I'll ask you to project a little bit of growth here. 5 years down the road, what do you hope this is?
Oh, goodness. Well, so right now we're in 4,000 square feet. My hope is that we can get up to 16,000 square feet or more. So I would like to see us having private offices. I'd like to see us, you know, churning new businesses all the time, helping others, you know, come up with business ideas. So I want to see us really take off. This is just sort of our MVP, our beta test here to see how this goes. The growth will be driven by the interest. So let's just hope we get a lot of people in here, because we want to see ourselves growing this project four or to tenfold.
Well, we certainly appreciate all the effort you've put into this, and then dealing with the pandemic right on top of all of that. The vision has been realized in a great way, and I know this will be successful here. So congratulations on getting the doors open, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Robert Huddleston. I'm David Jackson. That does it for this edition of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.
We live in a community with people, locals and visitors, and our needs and backgrounds are unique. Actions we take as individuals affect our community's health as a whole. Alongside leaders in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties, App Healthcare asks you to show your love when interacting with our community. When you're out, show your love by practicing the 3 W's. Wear a face covering, wash your hands, and wait 6 feet from others. Together, we can keep our communities safe and open for locals and visitors. Show your love and show our communities are strongest when we stand together.